deeply so, expansive and international, with Saturn there focusing that, and your professional impact being Aries, home of the Aries point, home of the personal is political, home of Uranus going through for 7 years, shaking everything up, home of Uranus conjunct Eris, the digital revolution. In your sign right now is a long conjunction of the Sun and Mars. This is motivation. It is vision. It is your ability to bring yourself forth into the work that you are doing. It is your ability to completely commit yourself to your process. Nothing less will suffice. One thing that's interesting is, it's all very interesting to me, of an Aquarius type, you have Aries on the midheaven. Here's a kind of a quick glimpse into how astrology works. The ruler of Aries, the midheaven being the 10th, reputation, your impact, right? Aries is there. Uranus is in Aries there. That is ruled by Mars. Mars is the ruling planet of Aries. You have Mars in your first house of I am. That is saying that you really can boldly say, I am this mission. I am the work that I do. I'm not just doing something. I'm not just going through any motions. I am this project. I will embody it. I will become it. I will be happy doing it. This is the kind of commitment to work that your chart is calling for now. A couple of other points. Second house has Mercury in Leo. If I haven't mentioned it before, the sign Cancer is one of the best suited to amass wealth and to have the least problems with self-esteem. This is associated with Leo on the second house of your solar chart or the inherent Cancer chart. The presence of Leo in the second is this enduring quality, this ability to shine, to respect yourself, to command respect, and to have this kind of hold it all together, bright light shining. The presence of Leo is a little like having the sun in your second house that holds all the other planets in orbit, and that is ultimately in service of all the other planets by being at the center of the solar system. And you have this in your second house of self-esteem and personal wealth. And right now, Mercury is in the second house. This is to say, this is the perfect opportunity for you to ply your busy trade, to merchant yourself, to market yourself, to offer yourself, to communicate with others about the value and the worth that you have. It is very exciting to have Mercury in the second house because it brings you into consciousness of your value. It brings you into the awareness of how much you actually do respect yourself and the work that you do. Sometimes you can take that a little bit far, need to take a step back, need to allow yourself to be tutored and mentored by people, but still, you have the foundation of self-esteem, and that is extraordinarily rare on this planet. I've said many times, I think that the most serious problem facing the planet right now is a self-esteem problem. You are a candidate to have no self-esteem problem. None. You might think you've had one. You might discover all along, well, I may have thought I had a self-esteem problem, but actually, you know, the reality is, I carried on. I did what I needed to do. I never just crawled under a rock and tried to go away. I might not have felt good every day. I might not have felt good for long periods of time. I still got up and did what I had to do. I still carried on. I still lived my life. That's what it means to have Leo on the second house, among other things. And with Mercury there, you have the awareness, the sentience, the consciousness that this is who you are and what you are about. It also happens that you have Venus in your 11th, 12th. That is interesting. Let's see. What is that about?